Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I miss this show so much. The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson that used to be on right after David Letterman. It's the spot that James Corden has right now. I just thought he was one of the most creative, clever, well-spoken talk show hosts that was out there. He left late night TV and talks about it a little bit on the interview that we've got coming up. Craig Ferguson, you know, from the old Drew Carey show, from his own game show, and one of the voices in the How to Train Your Dragon franchise. The new movie, The Hidden World, will open a little bit later on in the month of February. We had a chance to sit down and talk with the cast of How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, and had a great conversation with Craig Ferguson, not only about his movie, but his talk show, but being here in the Chicago area.
Well, I was in Waukegan like
Waukegan
a month ago.
And Aurora.
Aurora, I loved. I'd never played that theater before.
It's an amazing theater.
It's huge, yeah, because I was either do the Chicago theater or do Aurora and Waukegan.
Yeah.
But you can't like do all three in one pass because there's too many. So
it would be too much. But
yeah, but
it's very smart of you though to hit the geographical area like that because people
I'd like
won't
to say it was my idea.
People
I just
won't travel. Doesn't take the credit for it, Craig.
Yeah, I will.
When you first took this gig, however many years ago, a decade ago or something,
10 years ago,
did you think that it would, you know, be three movies and become the franchise that it has?
No, I didn't. I didn't even think that they would let me be in the first movie because as it started to go along, I thought this is actually really good. And if you know anything about my normal, you know, style, I don't usually go for quality. I go for like things that are not that good,
right,
but people feel sorry for you.
You do go for the train wreck potential,
right? I do want so that people who are not talented can identify. But this, I don't know. I think after I saw the reaction to the first one, I was like, oh, I think this will be around for a while.
Yeah.
And
what do you think the key is to that? I think it's because it works on so many different levels.
Yeah.
Young kids and old kids enjoy it. It's sweet. It's irreverent. I mean, it's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it appeals to everybody. It has a kind of, I mean, how can you not like these movies? It's not like, I hate the dragon. But people don't say that. I mean, you can say, I'm not a Star Wars person or something. Yeah. You can't say I'm not
Look
a dragon.
Look at that adorableness. It's horrible back there.
This is awful. And while we're at it, Christmas. Well, I don't like Christmas either. And children. And little bunnies.
Hate them all.
Yeah.
Hate them all. I miss you so much on late night TV.
Thank you.
Do you miss
I miss you, but I don't miss anything else.
Anybody except me. That's
TV.
So nice of you to point
no,
that
I
out.
No, I don't. I'm very proud of that show, and I'm glad I did it, and I'm glad that it's done.
Yeah, are you sort of glad not to be in the middle of the political mess that you almost would be required to talk about if you were doing that?
Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to say, but you said it. So I don't know how I would fare right now.
Yeah,
tricky.
I noticed something interesting on your Twitter account, where a lot of comedians and actors are constantly sharing their thoughts and opinions on the day's events. Yours is pretty much, here's where I'm appearing. Thank you for coming to my show last night.
Yeah,
I
don't deal with my Twitter account anymore. About 18 months ago, Tomas, who's my tour manager, my buddy, who kind of works with me, I said, you do the Twitter account and just put up ticket things and stuff. I'm done with social media.
Why's that?
I'm too cool. Twitter is kind of a chat room.
Yeah.
And I'm way too cool to be in chat rooms. I think you knew that before you asked the question, really. Yeah. And also, I was done. It was fun for a while, and then I'm like, that's enough.
What's going to be next?
I don't know. I was
want to be back
just
on
talking to. I was just talking to someone about that. Yeah. There's a few things around.
Back on TV. Back
yeah, I'll probably do some more TV. I'm running out of money.
Yeah, we need more Craigie.
We need
more Craigie.
All right. Well, okay. Well, that's it then.
Yeah.
Well, book. Oh, yeah, the book. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
If only
yeah.
there was a book,
I have a
that
book
you
coming
had
out. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah, I have a book. What's the book called? Riding the Elephant. I haven't read it, but apparently I'm very good. It comes out in May, actually.